LIN.com.
Hey, good morning. Welcome. Pat Sullivan, along with the star of the program, Denny Smith.
Oh, knock that stuff off, buddy. Dan and Darby are clapping.
That's right.
They're talking about intimidating people.
We have two fine guests, Darby and Dan from Indiana 811. Hey, guys, how are you?
Good morning.
Good.
We're great.
Good.
We got Dan. What was your last name again, Dan?
Lucarelli.
Lucarelli. He goes, it's really easy. I'm like, you don't understand slow kids.
Yeah, Dan's the executive director of the Underground Safety Alliance in the USA, which is the umbrella organization. You're the one that looks after everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the one that's dusting Darby's britches.
No, Dusty dusts my britches.
Dusts your britches. All right, so.
Well, I do what I can.
So the simple message of 811, in a nutshell.
811 before you dig.
811 before you dig. I can't tell you the number of times I've been running fiber optic from Duke Energy on 31 all the way over to Plainfield. I think my yard, which is my side yard on 159th Street, has been marked no fewer than 20 times.
I'm happy to hear that.
You're happy to hear that?
Well, that's getting marked.
Yeah, I was hoping that a shotgun in the air would intimidate the boys, but they stay and they...
Professionals.
Professionals.
Yeah.
So let's go the worst case scenario. People, when I was in the plumbing business 30 years ago, we had to have backhoe up on 86th Street, and we had it marked, but they missed the mark. They didn't have the technology to locate it as well as you guys did, and we had hit a 25 PSI natural gas line, and we had trained our guys that, look, if you ever hit something like that, shut it down, and they shut it down immediately. The plumbers went out and notified the neighbors. We certainly called 911. Fire department came. The gas company came. We got it shut down. That happens a lot more than people would ever know from people just planting a tree. Darby, do you see that?
It happens all the time. In fact, it's like I said, people would be surprised. We probably the Utility Regulatory Commission. We investigate probably 2,000 gas hits a year.
Investigate.
Yes, well, something will have happened, and
well, I'm glad I'm an old guy. I didn't get investigated. I just said I'm sorry.
Well, we have pipeline safety engineers who will go out and try to figure out what happened. You know, they'll submit photos, they'll look into what happened in the situation, they'll try to find who caused the problem. You know, who hit it? Was it mismarked? Was it marked correctly, and somebody hit it anyway? You know, what happened? And they'll look
technology.
Into it.
Technology.
It's amazing.
A long way.
It's a long way, and one of the things that I think surprises most people as well is that. If you look down, if you could see through the ground really at any time, it is a warren under your feet. Almost everywhere you go, there's water, there's fiber, there's electric, there's gas. There's...
So, Darby, I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that people think this is just for contractors, that it's just the contractors that need to call.
Sure.
It's everybody.
Yeah, I mean, safety is everybody's responsibility is kind of the way we look at it is – obviously, contractors do the most work, so they use the system the most because they're the guys that are doing it professionally. But, yeah, homeowners, if you're trying to plant a tree or going to aerate your lawn or if you're going to, especially if you're going to replace a mailbox, something like that, you know, over the winter, you get the snow plow takes out the mailbox.
Dan, tell us about the technology. Again, 30 years ago, they were using sounding equipment. There were very few people that could do underground sounding. How accurate is it, and how in the name of holy be goodness do you trace a plastic line? What's going on?
It's hard to do. Indiana 811 does not mark facilities. The facilities are actually marked by the folks who own the facilities.
Got it.
So the gas company is the person who will put the yellow paint on the ground for where their facilities are located.
Okay.
It's important to know that if you're replacing a mailbox post, more often than not, that's where all the utilities are. So it's really...
Out on the street. In the easements.
In the easements between the road and 10 or 12.
Well, who put that there? You know?
That's where it is.
That's where it is.
So it's really important if you're doing work around your home to call 811 or use 811now.com to request a locate.
All right. Let's say I'm a knucklehead like Pat Sullivan, and I say, okay, it's just a garden. There's nothing here that I remember. I put the spade in the ground, and I come with a rototiller, and all of a sudden, I'm nicking and hitting and doing all this type of stuff. Who pays for that?
Who pays for that, generally speaking, is the person who has damaged the facility if they have not called 811.
That can be pretty salty.
That can be pretty salty.
If it's fiber optic, you know, kiss your grandkids goodbye. You're going to have to sell them into slavery.
Fiber optic can be extremely expensive. Yeah.
I don't know about that because I'm not a lawyer.
Okay.
Okay. I'm the person who's trying to keep everybody safe with the, running the service in the 811.
So this year has been challenging, like so many others, for people because everyone's home and everyone's doing projects. So you guys have had quite the volume. And normally it's a phone call, but we're really kind of pushing for people to start a ticket online.
That's correct. We have seen our ticket volume go up during the last few challenging months because everybody is at home and they're looking for things to do. So we've seen our volume go up. We have technology for homeowners, 811now.com, which walks you step by step through you creating what we call a notification request for your intent to excavate.
But it's not just excavating and digging. Sometimes you could be driving rebar down on the ground or a stake in the ground.
Yeah.
You got the same issue. Remember that top 3 inches might be your inches. Anything below that is somebody else's.
Well, we encourage, if you're doing any kind of work that's disturbing the earth, to call or use 811now.com.
And the big part here is it's free.
It's free.
Free to the homeowner.
Yeah, it's crazy not to. You might as well use it. It's free.
And what kind of notice, Darby, do you have to?
You need to give, best case is you give 2 full working days advance notice before you start your project. You know, go out there, and ideally you go out and you know where you're going to work, so you spray a little white paint on the ground to help those locators out and tell them
and
this
tell
is
them
where
that's
I'm
where the work is
and
so that they don't.
White paint is important.
Yes, put the white paint down. Otherwise, you know, it takes a lot of time. If you just say, yeah, mark the entire front yard, backyard, left yard, right yard, you know, they're there all day doing that. So you get a little white paint, and you paint a little section, and you tell them on your when you fill out your online request for it, you say, hey, I painted the part of the ground where I'm going to work, and they'll run out there, and it's way faster that way. But you got to give them 2 full working days. It doesn't count weekends and holidays.
Right.
2 full working days for them to get out there and get it done, just to be safe. Like I said, it's free. It's crazy not to.
Danny, he said that it's free. Who pays for it? I mean, who's paying for all this technology to go out and site all where all these things are?
Actually, the facility owners themselves are paying for the notifications.
Okay.
Because it's in their best interests, and it costs them much less money for us to send a notification and them to indicate where their facilities are located rather than somebody inadvertently hitting something and incurring a
is it free to contractors too? We didn't want to say that it's just for homeowners. Contractors, it's free to them too.
The service is free in the state of Indiana for everybody.
All right, so the difference between a public utility and what would be called private lines, correct? There is
a difference, yes.
So that's not going to be marked. So that would that be the like the line from to the gas grill or
like
something
an irrigation
like that?
Irrigation system.
Yeah, for instance, yeah, irrigation, or if you have, let's say, a power line that runs from your house to your garage. Or, like I said, gas line, run into that, something like that. Yeah, 811 doesn't.
So just be aware that those are not going to be marked. Those
right.
You have to remember where they are.
And there are private services that can get a tracer
right.
line on that.
And
they
can
find it.
And
I
did that. I had that very thing. We had a gas line run into a pool heater, and we were doing some landscaping and some other things, and we just got a private company to come out and mark those for us.
In our website, Indiana811.org, Indiana811.org, does list folks who can help you with private facilities if you have a need to do so.
Perfect. Well, thanks for joining us.
There you go.
Us.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to try to get you back here in a little bit later in the day. But
because you know why? Because people can only stand listening to this show for like 15 minutes, so it'll be a whole different
audience. You just need a break sometimes.
Yeah,
and, you know,
you do.
And I'm happy to come back because you got my name right, man.
Yeah.
He let me pronounce it, Danny. That's why it happens.
Luca what?
Lucarelli.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you a little later on. 239-9393 joining us on the program.